Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Greetings, Patriots, and welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. Very quickly, I'm going to go right into the interview that I did with Representative Matt Shea on his Patriot Radio show this week. The reason why is because we're addressing the issues that I've been talking about here in the last couple of weeks, and the show kept cutting out for those of you listening on the air. So I've gotten my hands on the audio file for this. I'm going to play this for you. So I'm going to go right into it. I want to thank our sponsor for this segment, RiverfrontSuites.com. Go to Riverfront Suites if you need a place to get away for the weekend, or just to go check out the fall colors up the St. Joe River down to St. Mary's, Idaho. Our friends down there at RiverfrontSuites.com. Okay, here is the show from yesterday with Representative Matt Shea, where I had called in to his show as a guest. So sit back and enjoy.
John Jacob, thanks for joining me on Patriot Radio today. There's a lot going on. It's great to have you back on the show.
Yes, there is, Matt. God bless you, brother. Definitely lifting you up in prayers, and you and your family. You are nailing it today. The things that you're bringing up, the things that you're talking about, I think most of the people are largely not directly affected, so it's easy to miss it. I think most people are completely unaware of the level of spiritual warfare, the lies, the attacks that are taking place, and the folks that are out on the front line like you are just taking, you know, one bloody nose after another in the fight for freedom. People don't understand the extent of it. So I want to say thank you, first of all, for everything that you do for us in the fight for preserving liberty and restoring our traditional American values and ideals. And I'm just lifting you up in prayer. Stand by you. I know so many do.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate all the things that you have been doing in the fight for freedom and liberty. I mean, there's just been no question about it. You have really extended a network of patriots across the country, and people are listening now. And I think people are waking up. I think that's what's got the powers that be so freaked out.
They are, and it's happening all across the country. You know, that we also have a nationwide emergency communications network. All the politics are set aside. When there's an emergency, we've got trained radio operators that take to the airwaves. And they help whoever is in need, whether they're red or blue or black or white. It doesn't matter. They're Americans. They're humans. They're people that need help. And it was really something to be. We were put to the test here in the last month or so with two hurricanes, basically back to back, hitting North Carolina with Florence, and then right after that, Hurricane Michael coming up through Florida and Georgia. And there was there are a lot of people in need. We were able to activate the network, affect the rescue of folks that were stranded on their rooftops during the rising waters. And so it was just a very rewarding thing to be a part of. Actually, kind of a nice break from the political world. But it was good. But folks are on the other side of that. Folks are waking up to what's going on in our country. And that network also is made up mostly, you know, Christian patriots, but they're watching what's happening. I think a lot of people really took to heart when President Trump, what, a month and a half ago, had a private meeting with these religious leaders, Christian leaders, and said, these elections coming up are a referendum on your Christian religion, and these people are prepared to carry out violence. It really ties into what you're saying. I think we really need to pay attention to that, those indicators of conflict, internal conflict. And folks are, you know, they're paying attention to that. Today we're preparing to you know, support our fellow countrymen in times of need during hurricanes or floods or earthquakes and wildfires. But tomorrow it could be hostile forces trying to overthrow our government. You know, so we don't know what type of national emergency or disaster or civil defense situation we may have to respond to in the future, but we stand ready for it.
Look, I want to talk about this because it's really, really important, because what we have seen is the taking of scripture, like they used to do in the former Soviet Union, to twist it to persecute Christians. And I mean, it is really important because we're clear on the standard upon which we stand. The left is not. If you ask the left, okay, what is your theory of warfare? When is it justified? I mean, and, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals says you can do anything as long as the end is good, right? And good according to their standard. So let's talk about when is it appropriate? When is war just? When should we defend ourselves? And this gets at the heart, too, of the attacks on the Second Amendment right now. I really don't divorce the two. I keep them together.
Well, naturally, they have to. I mean, every tyranny or every oppressor has preceded their efforts by disarming its citizenry. You know, so obviously that's something that we have people that have gone through the Holocaust or through the Nazi Poland and everything else saying, whatever you do, do not allow yourselves to be disarmed. And they're speaking from experience. Of course, we hear that the world over. But it's really interesting what you bring up, what you've been covering, revealing lately. This really stemmed from the Rich Higgins report. And that is the correctly identifying the two main threats that are actually converging as an alliance. And that are those are the two counter states of Marxism / communism and Islam. And they are uniting. And really, this is not just a war on the West. This is a war on Christianity. So we're forced to face the question, where do we stand as Christians on warfare? That's another rabbit trail we could go down to because we've had this discussion. We want to maintain our Christian morals and values and beliefs. But when you're forced into warfare, like the Jews were against their will, and even the Christians in Nazi Germany and Poland, they were forced to defend themselves and their community, their country. We have to make sure that we do that properly. Now, the lies of the left, the false accusations, are that just discussing warfare at all, we're trying to overthrow the government and force a theocracy on everyone else who doesn't believe and kill everyone who doesn't think like you. What's interesting is it's the Marxists and the Islamists who actually espouse those views. And that was identified by even our founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams went to meet the Muslims to try to negotiate a peace deal when we kept getting our ships raided. They came back basically saying, these guys are not going to stop ever. They were told we have every right to go after the unbeliever and kill him. And what we're also seeing is the false accusations against Christians that we're trying to force something on them when actually the opposite is true. And just like you identified during your news section about this poster, this female holding a submachine gun saying, you know, you don't ask for power, you take it, or something to that effect. And so as they are threatening violence and carrying out violence, they're accusing us of the same. And they're so rabid that you cannot present facts to them. They dismiss facts, just like all the false accusations that we've seen against Christian, good Christian patriots in this area, including you, when folks are falsely accusing you of things, if you present them with facts, they will not hear it. They can't hear it. The same thing, but there's nothing new under the sun. If you remember when Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall in Jerusalem, Sanballat and these other guys came to him saying, you know, you need to stop building this wall. We know why you're really doing this, to overthrow the king, and this is a rebellion. course, they were false accusations. And even though he said, that's not true, that's not our intent, they wouldn't hear. They even turned him over to the king. They reported it to the king what these guys were trying to do falsely. Same thing with Jeremiah. After he gave them a prophecy they didn't want to hear, he left, and they said, oh, you're abandoning us to join the Babylonians. And he says, that's a lie. That's not true. Well, they arrested him anyway. We've seen time and time again, Jesus himself was accused of trying to lead a rebellion and overthrow and challenge Rome and the government to overthrow the government. It was not true. But it ended up in his arrest and ultimately his death. So it's not anything new for us to be falsely accused. Even when we present facts, they won't hear it. Their minds are fixed because it has to be to justify their end goal, and that is the destruction of Christendom, the destruction of Christian followers. This really is a war against the kingdom of God and his people. There's no other way to put it. This is beyond politics. So what you're facing, so many others have faced before. All of us are facing. I mean, many of us that are standing for traditional American Christian heritage and the rule of law, federalism, and the republic, that stands in opposition to the globalists, to essentially those who are at war against God. So it makes us a natural target.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, that you have a lot of people out there that will claim, okay, they'll claim that they just want to find the truth, right? And then they'll message you or they'll talk to you and they'll try to say, well, you know, I didn't have any concern, but when you did the rebuttal video, you know, now I've got concern. What are you talking about? We are always very clear. Racism isn't part of any Christian ideology. We've been very pro-Israel publicly, not just with resolutions, but just interacting with members of parliament or people that are consul generals here in the United States from Israel. I mean, that part's totally clear. Then talking about just war theory, the whole point of just war theory is only to go to war as a last resort and then conduct a war in a way where you can't be granted any misgivings about doing it because it's so horrible. That's the point. And it's actually trying to foment peace.
Right. But see, that response is for the conservative Christians who stand by you that might be confused with this disinformation. Desinformatia, right? This is a desinformatia campaign. So that there, it will satisfy the Christian patriots who follow you, who listen to me and follow me, that are saying, I heard this thing, what's your response? We respond, they're like, oh, okay, I figured it was something like that. But see, we can't present facts to the accusers because their minds are made up. They're rabid. There's nothing you could present them with. See, I have a distinct advantage. That is that I have been with you in private conversations. We've sat around the campfire. We've shared our hearts and our thoughts on things. So I know where you really stand on things. And so I can say that what you're being accused of is completely false. What they're saying does not reflect your true values. So I can state unequivocally the document that they're referring to was a series of sermon notes, not a sermon that you gave either, but it talked about warfare, how they conducted warfare in the Old Testament. What they didn't reveal was all the other documents that talked about warfare from a Christian perspective, things that Bonhoeffer even spoke of, and that is seeking peace at all costs, that warfare is a last resort, that we should pray for our enemies, that we should help the needy, we should free the oppressed, we should take care of the widow. There's documentation that covered seeking peace and Christian charity. But see, they're not going to look at that because that doesn't fit their agenda. They focus on one document that does not reflect your doctrine and your views on warfare. But that's what fits their narrative. But you can't tell them that. They're not going to hear it. Those are facts. And facts confuse people that are trying to carry out or advance a narrative that really is designed to discredit, basically discredit Christians and paint us with a false motives. So you're right. You're right. But I know better. I know the same thing. The folks at Marvel have been dragged into this, too. Same thing. I've been in these private meetings. I've got to hear their hearts. I've presented these things to them and said, this is what people are saying. What's your take on it? And they've explained it completely to my satisfaction. I know where they stand. They are not anti-Semitic. They are not racist at all.
Radio Free Redoubt.
And segment two is brought to you by Works Holsters, W-E-R-K-Z, works.com. Check them out today. Lifetime guarantee on all their products. Custom-made holsters right here in the American Redoubt. Now we continue on.
Stay on track. Speak the truth. Don't waver at all. Don't soften your message. You don't have to soften your message, because what you were talking about truly was the just war doctrine, and that is if we are forced to confront a war that we didn't ask for, that all indicators show that is coming, wishing it away isn't working anymore, and now we're confronted with it could be an invasion. It could be the hostile takeover and overthrow of our government by a Marxist globalist regime, some type of unlawful overtake of our government, whatever it is. Once we're forced there, we have to reconcile that as Christians, thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not murder, rather. And now here we are, Christians, confronted with the challenge of, where do we stand on this? Love your enemy. And, what does that mean when you're confronted with war? Take the total pacifist role, or where do we stand? We have to answer those questions. Dietrich Bonhoeffer in Germany had to answer that question. He started off as a pacifist. And after he saw what the Nazi regime was doing to people, he decided at that point, if I continue not doing anything, then I'm basically condoning this oppression against these people, against Christians, against Jews. And so he actually joined the resistance, the underground, in fighting that evil. What's really interesting is now we're being accused of being Nazis and fascists when they don't even know what the word fascist is. If Antifa got its way, they would in fact be implementing fascism. But there again, we're dealing with facts. So,
right. Yeah, I know. And, there's some people out there, who they intentionally are looking for a fight. Like, they'll insult you. Like, you answer a question, they insult you, and you say, why are you attacking me? I answered your questions. And they say, no, I'm not attacking you. And it's really divisive. It's really divisive. Absolutely. And also, it gets us off track for what is really what we're really fighting against, and that's what you're just talking about. I mean, look at how many actual calls for violence have come from the left. I mean, I have this Antifa picture that I read, this post on Facebook back on February 25th this year. You have calls for use of the guillotine against Republicans. You've got, Maxine Waters, all these, consistent calls for violence.
Yeah.
And here we're advocating
calls
for peace.
Exactly. We're praying for peace, although we'd be foolish if we did not begin preparing for war. But we need to approach that as Christians in the proper way. It doesn't mean taking it over by force and establishing a theocracy. That means defending life, liberty, and property, which we're going to be forced to if we keep going the way we're going. And I've never seen more calls for violence ever, except for maybe during the Bolshevik Revolution or other rise of oppressive regimes that I have today. We've got people calling for blowing up the White House, shooting the president, blowing up, killing any Trump supporter. So the
is pretty scary stuff. And not only are they calling for violence, but people are responding to the call for violence. With Hillary Clinton saying, we need to stop being civil. Time's over. And Maxine Waters, calling for confrontation. We're seeing those confrontations, and they're not just yelling matches. They're turning to violence. I don't see that going away anytime soon. So as things escalate, based on history, where will the indicators of the trajectory that they've set us on, we have a choice, either submit or fight.
That's right.
Those are the two choices coming.
That's right. That's where they want to push it. And that's where communist revolutions, socialist revolutions have always tried to push this. It's historic fact. It just is. So let's talk with all the patriots that are out there listening right now. Let's talk about what, we understand what the problem is. We understand what these folks are doing. What can we do as patriots right now? I mean, it's obviously we need to get out and vote, get off the couch. And there's been record turnout in patriot areas. It's awesome. We need to get out to vote. And we need to not listen to the mainstream media anymore and become the media. But what else can folks do at the local level to really keep us on the right path of preserving our constitutional republic and continuing to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and make disciples?
First of all, we are biblically and historically illiterate. We need to learn our heritage, where we truly came from, because we have even young Christians that are regurgitating the lies about our founding fathers, about our heritage, about our founding documents, and everything that influenced the making of America. Wall Builders is probably one of the best resources that I can refer to. I have their Founders Bible. I watched the DVDs, the Constitutional American Heritage series. I'm blown away. In fact, angered when I realized how much of our heritage has been stolen from us and how much we've been lied to. Even those of us who consider ourselves patriots, we think we know the Constitution. We think we know our heritage. And then you start diving into a resource like that, like Wall Builders, and that's just one of them. How much you realize how much you really don't know about our heritage, but it's encouraging because it reinforces what you know in your gut, but you can document it now. And we need to learn that. Obviously, we need to vote. Right now, we cannot be inactive. President Trump's call for those pastors was a call for them to mobilize their congregations to get engaged. And so politically, we cannot sit any of these out. But more than that, we need to learn our heritage and our history. As far as, where we stand, you have absolutely the biblical right to defend life. And we have the legal laws protect you. And as these people call for more and more violence, I'm doing a series right now on Civil War II. What would that look like for us? I just interviewed James Rawls last week talking about this. And this is not something, I know a lot of folks, they're buying another case of ammo for their AR-15 and stuff like that. But we're not going to be able to stand toe-to-toe with these kind of guys. They're going to be, assassinating, kidnapping. Those are the tactics we've seen in the past. So we can anticipate they're going to see somebody with a Trump sticker or something, and they're going to find them dead, shot dead, slumped over the steering wheel at an intersection. That's the type of, that's where we're headed, sadly. And I don't want to get, doom and gloom, but it's just a reality that people have faced all over the world, and people are facing right now in South Africa. In the past, we've seen this type, communist revolutionary type of tactics. So, I would say go armed everywhere. Don't be paranoid. Just simply be prepared. It's an insurance policy. You have insurance for your car, but you're not, biting your fingernails and as a nervous wreck, wondering when you're going to get in an accident. It's just an insurance policy. But my recommendation is to always be ready to defend life, liberty, and property. Get in the Word. And, that document, you can find this on the Internet. Just do an Internet search. Use DuckDuckGo and go and look up Just War Theory. And it is a decades-old treatise on the biblical approach to Christians being in warfare. When is it justified? When is it not? It's very sound doctrine, in my opinion. None of it calls for offensive action, hunting the people down that don't think like you and all that. That's garbage. And even for, shame on local KHQ running the art of that, the piece that they did this week on you, referring to a document as your manifesto. That was just recklessly irresponsible. That's slipping into yellow journalism. They need to retract that, and they owe you an apology, in my opinion.
I agree. They do. And I think that this kind of where I want to end, you know, in the former Soviet Union, the name of their news outlet was Pravda, which in English means truth. But it never was the truth, right? And people in the former Soviet Union, Christians, the confessing church, to give it a label, they would just completely ignore everything they put out because it was never true. And they would go to each other to confirm and verify. And you don't just accept things wholesale, but confirm and verify what was actually true. And that's how it operated in former Soviet Union. It really looks like we're coming to that point here in America where the mainstream media is essentially becoming Pravda, where almost nothing that they put out is accurate, or in some cases is just flat out false.
Yes. Well, fortunately, the Christian patriots are aware of that. Most people, when they read the paper, it's almost like reading satire. They shake their heads and roll their eyes at it today, which is really a sad state for our media to have brought themselves to, when they've lost credibility with the majority of their readership. If people just read it for entertainment, I guess. If you want to know what's going on with the local street repairs and when they're going to open that road up, and I guess it's good for local stuff like that, but anything political, they've lost credibility. So,
yep, I agree.
I wouldn't even spend time on any of them.